The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come forward.
I know it's a little early, it's a little strange, but here we go.
Good morning. Hello. How are you all? Woohoo. I love that. There it is. Big hi. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Morning.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you're all of you here. All right. So, I just read the Palm Sunday Gospel from Luke. The story about how Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a colt. Does anyone know what a colt is? It's what? What? No. A colt is a young horse. All right? There are other gospels where Jesus rides in on a donkey. And there's one where it's like he's trying to ride two at the same time. So, yeah, read Matthew. There you go. Two at the same time. It's kind of strange. But a colt is a young horse. And this one was probably less than a year old because it had never been ridden by anyone. Have you ever seen a baby horse?
No.
They're kind of gangly. I'm trying to think of a word. Their legs are really, really skinny, and their body's kind of big, and so they're kind of unsure on their footing.
Yes.
Your dad care about baby calf. That's kind of cool. All right. So this is a young horse, less than a year old, that probably doesn't have its footing under it. Why would Jesus ride into Jerusalem on a baby horse? You have any idea? Any idea? Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a baby horse because he came in peace. Warriors rode into cities on big, majestic horses. Famous and important people rode in on big, important horse, or in fancy carriages or chariots or things like that, all right? Jesus didn't want anyone to think that he was coming into Jerusalem to conquer. He wasn't going to start a fight. He wasn't going to kick anybody out. He came in peace. Jesus didn't want anyone thinking that he wanted to be famous or important. And as Jesus rode in, the disciples and all the crowds, they started taking branches, waving them, or putting them in front of the horse, putting their cloaks in front of the horse so the horses wouldn't even have to touch dirt. Jesus came in peace, and he was received joy. His disciples and all the crowds started singing, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Or they sounded like the choirs of angels at Christmas saying, "Peace in heaven and glory to God in the highest." Jesus came in. He was in joy. Jesus said even the rocks would shout if no one else was going to do it. Have you ever heard rock shout? Either have I, but that would be kind of cool. All right? Today, Jesus comes to us, lets us receive him joy. All right? So now, Grandma, give them their palm branches. I need them to hold their palm branches high. I need everyone else to stand up and hold your palm branches high.